I don't know what's going on. Hey! Good morning!
Morning!
Hey!
That fake snore just hurt my throat!
And this is the beginning of you getting sick.
And this is the beginning of me getting sick! Can't happen.
No.
Cannot happen. It is Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
6:10. It is Thursday, and it's kind of chilly outside.
It's chilly, and it was really difficult for me to actually get up this morning.
I think it's because it was kind of rainy last night.
Was it? I don't know if it actually rained where I was.
It rained where I live.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
And, I feel the humidity.
Yeah, it's a little overcast today.
Yeah.
Make sure you grab a little like light hoodie because by noon, the sun will burn it off your body.
Yes.
So don't take something too heavy because, you know.
It's that time of year.
This is what happens is you wake up. It's like a little chilly.
Like,
it's overcast.
Hoodie!
Yeah. So you wear like your cool like fall gear. And then by noon, the sun is blaring down on you because it wants to destroy you.
Yeah. That means we're already ready for fall, though. Which I
wish.
Am. I am.
Oh,
fall
I'm
is
ready
my favorite
for fall.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
Always,
it's the best.
Always and forever, fall.
You should just move to Seattle.
Okay. Cool.
Bye.
See you.
See you later. Bye. I don't know why I looked past you.
I know.
Really
I was like,
loud.
I'm still here. You're dreaming.
I don't really want you to go to Seattle.
Yeah, right. I am so
That'd
hurt
be
right
sad.
Now. I'm upset.
Hey.
I'm expendable. You can just throw me away like that.
No.
I don't mean anything to you or anyone else. Just want me to move away to Seattle.
Yeah, I'm sure your mom likes you.
My who?
Your mom.
My mom? I'm sure your mom likes you. What, do you have a cold?
You know what, Mitch?
My mom likes me.
Yes.
My mom loves me.
I am sure your mom loves you. Oh, man. Good morning. It's going to be a Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's the day before Friday. Everybody's excited.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some fun stuff to discuss today. We'll also have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project in studio this morning.
Yes.
So, yeah. And thanks to everybody who joined us for the sticker stop yesterday.
I know. You people, especially Mike.
Yeah.
And
Gary.
And Rob was there.
Yeah. And Northington.
Northington. Oh, Northington was pretty cool, but the other mic was also pretty chill.
Other mic was pretty rad. So I would like to thank everybody. Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah.
We were hanging out broadcasting live at the Lobo Theater. We're going to do that every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday at noon. So mm-hmm. Come say what's up to us. Get some free stuff like Georgia did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some crazy free stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
Let's give
them. I mean, her accent was weird, right?
I know.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's a little southern.
Down, Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah.
It's weird. Her name was Georgia, but she was actually from Georgia. Not sure where.
I would love to talk about real people next week, too, when yeah. We broadcast live.
That'd be cool.
Be like, hey, real people were there, too. Not just the ones we were making up right now.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
Well, I wasn't making any of those up.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. Totally all real.
Every single one of them.
Yep.
Cool.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700 if you want to hear something. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
6:25.
Thursday morning.
And we are here.
Don't sound so stoked.
I am stoked to be here. I'm just tired as well.
Why are you tired?
I don't know. I just don't feel like I got a lot of sleep. But I did.
Oh.
I got too much.
Dude. That's boring radio. Never mind. Okay.
Were you going to try and tell me about your sleep cycle?
Yeah. My app thing. We got this app that, you know, measures your sleep.
Yes.
There's an app for everything.
There is.
These days.
It's I didn't pretty, use it.
It's pretty crazy.
I haven't been using it.
Bless you, Billiam.
Was that what that was?
Yeah. I think. Did you sneeze? Yeah, he's news. So.
Cool.
Anyways, hey, good news.
Yeah.
The iPad got saved.
Great.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this day.
I know. I've been praying for it, for its electronic salvation. And it got saved.
Cool. How to do that?
I'm being totally serious here.
Of course it. Why would you joke about such a thing?
It's called the Edify.
The Edify?
Edify, yeah.
Okay.
It's the world's first Christian iPad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does it just have like a Bible on it?
It's called the Family Christians Edify. It's billed as the world's first Christian tablet.
Okay.
Its genesis came with the inevitable intersection of technology and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
According to Brian Honorable, he's a technology supervisor at Family Christian, the group that is going to be selling said tablet, said, "We wanted to be able to offer our customers the ability to use our Holy Bible app, which has 27 different English translations of the Bible. It goes along with our mission, trying to get people closer to God through a tablet." That's his quote.
That's funny. I have an Edify. It's called my phone.
Yeah, that's also weird because I have like 5 Bible apps on my iPad. So does that mean my Apple version is saved too?
It's just Calvinist.
Ah. Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's too many. There's a lot of rules.
It says, well, basically, it's stacked up against Amazon's Kindle Fire. Theirs is, like 2 bills. This one's $149. And they're trying to market it against said tablet. Obviously, their market is Christians.
I don't think I'd buy that. Anyway, go ahead.
The Christian tablet is more than just an e-reader. It comes with movie-watching capabilities.
Okay, I'm in.
You can also stream Christian radio stations.
Okay.
I wonder if they could stream ours. And even a web browser built in with safe search so that you can't search things that you shouldn't. So it's safe for the whole family.
Okay.
They said they put that on there just in case it was a gift given to a child and they wouldn't have access to things that they shouldn't have access to. We definitely want to tailor it to our customers, Christians.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. All those apps are definitely available on the regular app store and on the iPhone,
right.
On the iPad, and it's just, so they're just making it very obvious and kind of trying to highlight these apps for people?
I don't know, because it's a full e-reader tablet.
Does it look like an iPad?
Yeah, except it's white.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Edify. Yeah.
It's dumb.
They say, when the next version comes out, we'll make changes. We're looking at other things, probably a newer tablet, better screen technology. But he said, quote, "Don't pray for a Christian smartphone. That's not in the works."
Okay.
So here's a question.
Don't pray for that.
Is this really, really...
necessary?
Necessary?
No.
And to be completely honest, as Fox News put it best, it's technically not the first religious tablet. That honor goes to Moses and the Ten Commandments.
That is funny.
Thank you, Fox News.
That is funny.
That was actually funny.
Yeah, good
and it
job,
was on Fox
News.
News.
Oh, weird.
Right?
Ah.
So, they say this isn't the first time technology has helped bridge the gap with God. Last week, The Telegraph reported Britain was replacing bedside Bibles with Kindle e-readers preloaded with digital copies of the Holy Bible.
So it's just easier to steal now?
So now instead of stealing a $3 item from a hotel, yes.
Yeah, you're selling. It's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to be selling these through family Christian websites. The big question is this necessary?
No. In fact, I was doing Christianese Dictionary with Celeste this past Monday.
Yeah.
And I found an article about this guy who went to a Christian festival. He wasn't a Christian. He took pictures of everything that he thought was weird. And one of them, well, actually a lot of them, were things that Christians had taken and ripped off and made Christian.
Right.
And so I think this is just another thing, and probably poorly done.
Well, and here's the thing is, what is redeemable? You know what I
mean?
Do we have to put a quote-unquote Christian label on something for it to be acceptable for a Christian? I mean, this is what happened with music a long time ago.
Now,
and put the label of, hey, this is a
secular.
This is Christian versus secular music.
And we made up, we deemed it secular, right?
We made that term up. Yeah, before it was just music. And then, you know, it became Christian music versus all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is acceptable. This isn't. Well, I can only buy Christian t-shirts that say certain slogans or sayings. And so the question is this really necessary? Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. I'm gonna send you this story right now so you can link it.
Okay.
So we'll put up the story that you can check it out yourself. But Fox News, rocked this story yesterday. The first Christian tablet. And the big question is, do we really need a Christian tablet? Does that mean that I can't use my iPad anymore because it's not quote-unquote Christian? Yeah. And can my iPad find salvation? You know what I mean? What redeemed the iPad?
Christian.
Because if it's the apps or if it's the fact that you can stream Christian radio stations, my iPad can do that just fine.
Yeah.
My phone has an app that allows me to play static radio, and I have a Bible app on there. So is it now a Christian iPhone?
Yeah, and there, like I said, there's also an app for to browse the web.
Right.
And you have accountability partners on the other side who are making sure that you don't go to anything sketchy.
Right.
So it's totally possible to have that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Triple X Church actually has a great app that you can use for any and all of your tablets. And you put in your accountability friends and say, hey, guys, I'm putting you in as my accountability partner with an email address. And then every week I get sent updates from different people, and it says, hey, this person didn't search any questionable sites, you know, and it tracks everything for your accountability partner, and that happens on my friend's regular phones.
Exactly.
You know? So so what makes this Christian? Is it because they put a label on it and said, no, this is called the Edify with an I, get it?
Yeah.
So that makes it a Christian iPad. So buy this one, Christians. So Are we kind of being dumbed down into, like, putting labels on things and into this little subculture of, hey, this is how it has to be? Or is this something that you would be interested in?
Right.
We want to know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Hello?
Hey, I have a song to play.
Okay.
Can you play And Shot Each Other by The Chariot?
By The Chariot?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we can. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The holy iPad.
Yep.
Company's releasing the world's first Christian tablet. What do you think? Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The article's up there. You can read it. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Micah Talks, please, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. We are, talking about the latest and greatest technology trend, the Edify.
Oh.
Something like that.
Do you want to follow that up with a not?
Sure, you can.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
I just did.
Okay.
Cool. Never mind. Moving on.
We can always do like a...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That works.
Yeah? Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. The Edify. It's the new, quote-unquote, Christian tablet. It's like an iPad or a Kindle or a Fire or any one of those e-readers marketed specifically to Christians. And, you know, the company says so that Christians can enjoy the technology of a tablet reader, too.
It's about time.
I know. They created a Christian iPad. So the question is, necessary? Is it, I don't know. See, I love Corey's comment.
Would it be safe to say that if you download a Bible app on your normal heathen iPad, that it's a born-again tablet?
Right?
That's kind of what I'm dealing with right now. I'm like, well, I think my iPhone's saved, so we're
good. I think my iPad apparently is born again because I have, you know, different Bible apps on there. And I've got the Static Radio app because that's what it was talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got our Bible app on there.
And you can listen to Christian music.
Yeah, Christian music. You can listen to Christian radio stations and search safe sites. So it's like, wow, that's crazy. I could do that with mine too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the Christian label on it.
Right, exactly.
And mine actually probably works because it wasn't made by some creepy company in China.
Korea.
Korea, sorry. Sorry, it's made in Korea. So
we asked the question on Facebook, is it necessary?
Yeah.
And JD says, absolutely not. Anybody can do this to their own tablet with a Bible app, like we just said. A few filters and a nanny block. The only difference is, I bet there is a Jesus fish sticker on the back instead of an apple.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
If you think about that.
505-338-3700. What do you think? Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, I just was calling about that Edify.
Yeah, the Edify. Ooh.
The Edify, yeah. Follow the money.
Right?
That's what the comment I was going to make, but I didn't.
Yeah. I'm glad
follow
you did
the
it.
Follow the money.
Becky
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
So the question then is, I mean, that falls upon everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then. The clothes we wear, the music we listen to, everything on this that is quote unquote Christian, you know, there are Christian comic books, and I kind of get that because the content sets it
right.
apart. And my boys love those, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you can find anything, even in the quote-unquote secular world, that is edifying, or do you see what I'm saying?
I mean,
that it's not, it depends on your, I feel that it depends on your attitude going into it.
Well, yeah. And that brings us right back to here at Static Radio. We have Culture Shock.
Right.
And they aren't Christian bands, and they aren't songs directed towards God, but they have those lyrics that could lead us to talk about Jesus and what he's done for us.
Right.
Right. And when you bring it up with your, you know, unsaved friends, and you say, boy, did you hear that, you know, that song by whoever? And then they're, and I said, well, what do you think about that one line that says, you know,
yeah.
I mean, dust in the wind. Hello. Let's go back to the day. Back to the day.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, I think your attitude going into it needs to, you know, be led by the Holy Spirit.
There it is. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello, Static.
Hey, I just had a comment about that Edify thing or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Bible's pretty clear. If we really study it, it says in James, in the last days, through feigned words, they'll make merchandise of us, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what's going on, that we're really losing focus on the whole point of what Jesus Christ is really about and what we should really be doing for him.
Right.
I think doing stuff like that and using him as a marketing tool is kind of a no-no.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people say, well, we're to be set apart, we're in the world, we're not of the world, so we need not worldly things.
And here's a...
Therefore, here's a Christian iPad.
Right.
So I can get an iPad now, too, because it's Christian. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the comment.
All right, later.
All right. All right, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700 if you're just joining us talking about the new Christian iPad or Christian Kindle. It's the Edify.
Yes, the Edify. Brian says on Facebook, he said, expound, which is actually Calvary's Wednesday night study. They're going through the book of Matthew. He says, expound last night touched on this very issue in the temple.
The lamb.
The lamb.
There's no B.
I was like, I don't.
Yeah.
In the temple, the lamb some people brought into the temple to give as an offering was not good enough. It's just another sales pitch.
Right. The idea that, hey, those sacrifices aren't good enough. Buy our doves.
Yes.
Buy our doves.
They're holier.
Which was why Jesus got pretty heated and...
flipped tables?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... because they turned it into a dude. So that's these are all great comments. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got another comment.
Yeah.
Just a by the way, a Christian actually wrote "Dust in the Wind."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Now I do.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, guess what?
Hmm.
It's time for this.
Oh no. Well, there's the normal construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors. There's also going to be traffic on San Mateo and McLeod. Right lane is closed if you're going north. And there's probably other stuff happening. There's going to be construction on San Antonio and Wyoming, as well as... What's this thing? Oh, no.
Come on,
double left lane closure, Wyoming and Paseo. And there's construction work. I already said that. Cool. San Antonio and Wyoming. There's also right lane closed, Lomas, between San Pedro and Louisiana. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. The phone number is 338-3669. That's 338-3669. They open in T-minus 11 minutes.
Aw, dang it, my clock is always wrong.
11 minutes.
11 minutes, not 9.
No.
Or
and
eight.
We'll be rocking some
coffee?
Espresso.
Yes, I think I'm just going to be like, give me the bag of coffee beans. I'm just going to eat those.
Yeah.
Because I need them.
We're going to take a quick break, but make sure you check out the article we posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, the new Christian iPad.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Wake up! Mornings on Static Radio.
When you yell, you make my ears bleed.
Ugh, it's just been that morning.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch. 7:03 now.
I couldn't yell like that if I tried.
Yeah.
It would hurt.
Please don't try.
Want me to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. We've been kind of frustrated in yelling this morning. Hot off the press from Fox News. Company decided to release the world's first Christian tablet.
And everyone go get one. Just kidding.
Yeah. Grandma, I know you're listening. Yesterday at church, my grandma actually said, I listen every morning when I wake up at 6 and I turn you guys on. You didn't get on the air till about 6:12 yesterday. Are you okay? Yes, Grandma.
You okay? Aw, that's so sweet.
She's a sweetheart and I love her.
That's so sweet.
Don't buy one of these, Grandma, because they're marketing it to you because it says Christian on it.
I wouldn't buy it.
I'm just saying. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We want to know your thoughts. There's a brand new tablet called the Edify.
The Edify.
Yeah, see, I don't like that because
that's
it's
dumb.
The eyes at the end.
The wrong side.
Yeah. So it needs to be like the...
I Edif?
No.
It's like Pig Latin.
No, the... What's another word for... Like the eye integrity.
I exhort.
I don't know. Something like that. But basically, actually, we should do that. We can make a lot of money off of people who... Okay. Static!
Good morning, Steve-O. It's Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
Oh, long time no see.
I know, man.
Here.
What is up?
Oh, I'm just driving to work to keep the world safe from non-Christian items.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for your service.
Not wearing socks today because they didn't say Christian on them. My feet are going to get sweaty, but I need a miracle. Anyway, I like the way you guys really don't like it, and you're all, yeah, this is really stupid.
Well, it just, you know, I don't think any single person has called in and said, man, I am so stoked. Finally, I can get a tablet now. I couldn't before because all the other ones were worldly. But this one says Edify, so it must be okay.
It must be good.
I got to say, everything I own is Christian stuff because, you know, we're Christians.
Right.
There you go.
There you go.
Everything I own is saved.
Well, I've got some underwear that might be.
Gross. That's when I check out.
That's a personal issue. Anyway, I don't know how we got on that. Megan, my daughter, is going to be on E! News.
No way!
Yeah, she was on yesterday, but it's re-airing now at 7 and then again at noon and stuff. So it's really cool. She's going to go on a purity tour as well. Their marketing here is they must not know her either.
Wow.
So it's going to be really cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is right on, man.
Yes, she has Christian stuff too.
Yeah, there you go.
Just it gets covered up with a lot of attitude and back talk. She has Christian back talk. She has a Christian dirty room. So... But she's a good girl.
Yeah, man. Tell her we love her. We love you, Wiggins.
Thanks, you guys. You guys are doing an awesome job.
All right, man. Love that guy.
Fireman Wiggins.
Fireman Wiggins. Yep. So what do you think? Honestly, I think everybody's kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, pretty much. Victor says, seems like a weird name. We just touched on that.
Yeah.
It is a weird name.
It really is.
The I is at the end. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Static.
Hey, I was just wondering, what's next? The car is going to be converted?
Oh, dude.
What would we call it?
Well, there are conversion vans.
Oh,
snap!
The I conversion van.
That's it for me! Right on, man. Thank you so much for the call.
All right, bye.
That was like, set a spike.
You can go home now.
I can.
It's been a good day.
Can you do the show without me?
Probably.
Williams here early. You guys rock
it. I'd have to.
That was my last good joke.
Yeah. For the week. See you Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Rebecca's thought is, we put the word in front of something that will make us have the warm fuzzies and to tell us it's okay to. It's okay. It's Christian, so it must be from God.
Ah,
yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nate says, Why can't the Christian community lead the way in new creative ideas? Has anyone started knocking off the Avengers movies yet? Maybe start with Iron Man Sharpens Iron Man. The Incredible Samson. King Jesus, the first true Avenger.
Oh. Yeah. That's it. Iron Man sharpens Iron Man.
Brilliant.
I love that. You need to have written that down and put that to a t-shirt before you said that, because now, 3 weeks from now, you're going to see that at a bookstore.
At the local bookstore. Because they will start carrying it.
Yes, they will.
Because it will have Iron Man on it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
True.
With the Bible verse underneath,
of course. Dude, I'm telling you, Marvel actually recently partnered with the collegiate blah-de-blah. I was looking at this article yesterday, like the new Baylor shirt.
Uh-huh.
I'm not joking. New Baylor, Kansas State. There's like 200 schools, NCAA, collegiate level, that are going to now use Marvel characters.
What?
Yeah. For their collegiate shirts.
Is that okay?
I don't know,
man.
How do I feel about it? I think that's awful right up until I find out that UNM is on that list and I can get a Lobo's Iron Man shirt.
Oh, no.
And then I'm in. Actually, I want like Spider-Man swinging through, right?
But I wouldn't. I feel like that's so corny because they're the Lobos.
No. College people totally would wear shirts that have Hulk on it.
Would they?
No, maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not. Just me.
Just you.
Yeah.
You're going to be the only person in that shirt. And they'd be like, that dude actually bought it.
Yeah.
On Facebook, Tom says, it's free market, man. Or not, because it probably costs a lot of money.
It's ridiculous, dude. I love Mark's comment.
Mark says, I thought Moses had the first Christian tablets.
Thank you.
Yeah, good one.
Yes.
Good one there.
Nicely done. Actually, if you read the article from Fox News, that's
totally
actually
that's
the last line in the article.
That's so good.
Yeah.
But
it's good that we're actually using our brains today.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
6 o'clock in the morning, it's when we started this. And we got real serious and funny fast. Usually we just complain for
usually
the first hour.
It takes an hour for us to ramp up to what we're doing today. This one was immediate. Oh, wow. Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
We want to know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. The first Christian tablet. It's Jesus approved. What do you think? We want to know. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Got some shiny toy guns for you right now. Static Radio.
Traffic. There's stuff going on. Okay, double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, as well as road construction right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. There's also the normal stuff on construction between San Antonio and Wyoming, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 338-3669. How do I know? Because I'm calling it right now.
Haha.
Dad.
This is Ian. How can I help you?
Ian.
What's going down?
My energy levels.
Oh.
About where I am.
Oh, well, you know what? We have stuff that can help with that.
Oh, sweet.
That's right.
Dude, can I just have an iced awesomeness?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, are we referring to the same thing like you got yesterday? Because there's so many drinks with so many names.
This is true. Yeah, why not? Let's
okay.
Just, I loved it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Sweetness. Okay. So.
Yeah. I actually want the same thing.
Same exact thing.
Oh, yeah. No more tea. You're going coffee.
For right now, yeah.
What
yeah.
do we do?
I'm not predictable, so I might change
okay.
later.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Billiam?
I'm going to go upstream with just a plain bacon burrito.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Upstream?
Getting out
I'm
of
not
the
understanding no, that.
Against
you
the
like
norm?
A,
yeah.
Salmon. Going on.
Salmon
do you have a do you have a smoked salmon burrito?
I sure do not have a smoked salmon.
I'm just going to have to go with bacon then.
Okay. All right.
It's like salmon.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Any other food?
No, man. We're good.
All right.
We will we'll see you soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
All right,
you.
Later. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And they are open.
Yes, they are.
And we are excited.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about this Christian iPad. It is a new iPad. It's not an iPad, actually. It's called an Edify.
It's not it's an iPad.
Not even to be put up against the iPad. This one's more against, like, say, the... tablet put out by Amazon, the Kindle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
This is an e-reader, and they call it the first Christian tablet because it's got the Bible on it. You can actually get Christian radio stations like ours on it.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Would we be Christian enough for them?
I don't know, to
I
be
wonder.
Honest. That's a good question. Would we be on the Edify?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, an interesting question would be, who is in charge of deciding what is and is not appropriate for the Edify?
Because that's exactly it.
I mean, if you get it, you're just subjecting yourself to someone else's censorship and not really...
Well, yeah.
Like,
it's someone else's quote-unquote discernment. It is someone else's personal standard. And because of that, that's what's dangerous and scary about it, because it's quote-unquote approved. But yeah. Who is it approved by? Which is why my iPad or my phone or my whatever... I can put what apps I want on it, including the Static Radio app, including my Bible apps, including the Faith Comes by Hearing app, you know, that has so many different translations and the word, actually yeah. audio Bible. And, yeah, there's no quote unquote, safety, you know, like it only allows you to download 7 apps because it's the number of completion. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
So I'm driving on the interstate for about an hour now listening to this.
Yeah.
And the whole thing makes Christians seem kind of kooky, don't you think?
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Yes, I
Put
do.
Put it simply, yes.
Yeah.
Can I get, you know, like for like my iPhone or the iPad or something, I can get my college on the big protector, like the OtterBox thing. Can
yeah.
I get my denomination to go on my Edify OtterBox?
Right. Like, this is my Southern Baptist tablet.
Yeah.
It doesn't play music because there's no dancing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so maybe it won't play music after all.
Exactly.
Because
is not approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, bud. Bye.
All right. It's, you know what? What is it coming to? And who are we allowing to be our discernment? Is
right.
Is the
Brilliant
big question.
Point.
You know what I mean? Like, who is our discernment? Is the Holy Spirit really, truly, are we walking with the Spirit? And are we testing all things as Scripture says? Thessalonians talks about this very clearly. You know what? You test all things. You keep what is good. You throw away what is evil. And so... we are to be doing that mm-hmm. regularly, walking with the Spirit, and yet 9 times out of 10, we're so lazy, as Sunny said on
yeah.
Tuesday, we're kind of lazy in a sense that we want that cookie cutter, just tell me what I can do and what I can't.
Exactly.
What's okay across the board? I can do this, I can't do that. Okay, I'm just going to do that because that's easier for
but
me.
But not the why and the heart place.
Right, and
all.
It's there's no heart to it. It's not anything other than somebody else either putting limits or maybe possibly putting you out of bounds. You
that's
know?
Why
so.
I'm going through the book of Proverbs right now, and everything is he's just telling us that we need to be seeking discernment and wisdom. And that's what I feel like this iPad would do, is just take away all the need for that.
Right.
The feeling of that.
Well, there's no responsibility on your part anymore, because it's not in your hands.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this. My pastor said, this is what's acceptable. This is what's not acceptable. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what we're not supposed to do. These are the books I can read.
Right.
These are the books I can't read. Oh, I can read Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, but I can't read Harry Potter.
Okay.
But I can read Lord of the Rings. But I can't listen to this music.
But I don't know why.
Right. And there's no why behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Static.
Static, good morning, how are you?
David, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I don't know if you get this magazine, but I was reading yesterday on World Tomorrow about this tablet. Do you know that was Moses reincarnate coming down to bring us this tablet? Because it is spirit-led, and it's through the spirit internet, so everything you want to know about God is on this tablet. We all should run out and buy it today.
Well, thankfully, all the old biblical figures have remanifested themselves digitally online.
Yeah.
Or in toast.
Yeah, man. I agree with what a few people have said. What is it coming to next? You know? So, I like Jed's. I'm still waiting for the holy Walmart.
Yeah. Hold your breath.
Yeah. So I can't.
Exactly.
I can't go grocery shopping right now because there's no Christian grocery store.
You can't trust anything.
So yeah,
but I will tell you on one. You mentioned earlier on the show about T-shirts.
Yeah.
And being a biker, I have lots of T-shirts.
Yeah.
And I had one with a Joker on it. Okay. And this is back when I was doing interstate truck driving. I was in Chicago, and I had a guy walk up to me and tell me that I was the reason why this world was so evil, because I had this T-shirt on.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I kid you not.
So you're the reason. You're the cause of all this sin in the world. I've been wondering.
I'm glad to see you've changed your ways.
Me too.
Man, thank you so much for calling, David.
Hey, take me offline, and then I'll hold on for a minute. Take me offline. I got to ask you something.
All right, man. Hang out. All right. Yeah, we want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a lot of comments on Facebook, actually.
Yeah.
So you want to hit a couple of them, then we'll hit up this song.
Sure.
All right.
As we said just a little bit ago, Jed says, I'm still waiting for the holy Walmart.
Yeah. Waiting on that one.
Mandy says, seems like a great idea to me. I mean, who doesn't want another reason for Christians to seem elitistic? Elitist and overly religious. Why didn't I think of this? I know. I'll come out with the Christian toilet. Flush all your troubles away with the Living Water 2000.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Victor says, I'm on the radio. LOL.
Nice.
So there
nice.
You go. That's
good job, Victor.
But yeah, you can get your thoughts in facebook.com/mystaticradio, or we have Twitter @mystaticradio as well.
That's right. Right now, some standing small for you. Wow. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Ah.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Well, broke the computer. Sweet.
There you go.
That's awesome. I was trying to do something awesome, and I ended up breaking things.
We should get Christian computers instead.
That's the problem.
They're more reliable.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Are they, or were they just let us down easily?
Well, actually, there'd be more expectation, and then when they failed, it would let everybody down.
Everyone down. See?
But there's more room for forgiveness when they do fail.
So
I like
so
that.
You can't get upset.
Even though we're like, we expected more out of you.
Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hello.
With Will.
Hey.
I like that.
I don't know. You call him Billiam.
I do call him Billiam.
Celeste calls him Wilford. I'm thinking I'm going to go for Billford.
Billford?
Yeah.
Billford. No.
Yes. Turn the music back up. Billford is what I'm calling you from now on.
No.
Hey, kids. Billford, the big red dog.
Billford? Yeah.
Well.
Billford?
Or I could just call him Will.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, that way to be original.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really is original.
Billiam, come on, is original.
Yeah.
Because it's not William, and it's like Bill. But
I'm just going to call him whatever I want.
Okay.
That's cool. What most people do.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how Billiam started. Did I start that? Can I take credit for that?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I don't have a recollection of anyone else starting that.
Sweet! It's my fave. You know we're naming our child Billiam.
I'd be honored.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Kind of weirded out at the same time.
Does this mean I have to be really nice to him?
No.
I met a kid named Brody.
Did you?
I did.
And? Was he the coolest kid in the universe?
He's pretty cool.
Okay.
He's pretty,
wild?
Not wild.
Boys are kind of crazy.
He's more just, you know, kind of relaxed,
chill.
Cannabis friendly, I would say the term would be, yeah.
Man.
Why would you say that on air?
How old is he?
Why would
he was like, I don't know, like
you said
18
kid,
or so.
And I
That's
thought
not
of like,
a kid.
I thought of like a 4-year-old.
No. Where am I hanging out with 4-year-olds?
I don't know.
Nowhere.
We had this conversation. Will doesn't really like kids. It never wants kids.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. With a mustache like that, it's okay. You never will.
Stay away from kids.
That's why I have it.
Yep.
It's my defense.
Yeah. So we're talking about this new tablet, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The comments just keep coming.
Yeah.
So it's called the Edify. It's to take the place of the Kindle, Fire, all these other different e-readers, basically. And it is the first Christian-marketed e-reader that specifically says it's the first Christian tablet.
Yes. What are they calling it?
The Edify.
Edify. It's cute.
Which is weird because normally it's I before E, except after C, but the I's at the end.
And C? Ruining everything.
Everything.
Ugh. Nate on Facebook, he says, I read something that also suggested 50 Shades of Grace. Anyone up for that? Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that's about.
I'm not even going there. Totally keeping that one to myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of things that I can't say.
Yeah.
Michael says, I bet you still have to download the Bible app.
Yeah. Probably.
I bet you would.
Which means that my tablet, my smartphone, they're born again.
Sufficient.
Yeah, because I have the Static app. I have a bunch of different Bible apps on there. So
yeah.
That's good news.
No longer a heathen.
Good news.
Josh says, I can hear the religious Ned Flanders already. Is that a Christian tablet? Or can you say that like Ned Flanders?
I don't know if I can.
Try it.
Howdly doodly. Is that a Christian tablet?
There you go. It's close
enough. That's terrible.
Honestly, what makes a tablet Christian or music or books or any other non-human objects? Didn't Paul say, whatever is true is yours?
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
JD says, this is just like the Testaments candy, which are brilliant. they're just the funniest thing in the world to me, which I still can't believe that happened expected. Haven't expected my new flavor, Spirit Mint. Ha ha ha.
Spirit Mint.
Spirit Mint.
Yeah.
Would it be just like Spirit Mint?
Well, of course.
Or would it
like
be?
Like Testaments. Spirit Mint. Let's see, what else could you do?
Winner Fresh? Because you're winning, you're running towards the goal and you win.
Wow.
Winner.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was really, really, really bad.
Winner.
Where do we go from here?
You move on.
Okay, good.
Winner Fresh, known to cause lots of salivation.
Oh, man. You see, Mitch, that's how you tell a joke. I liked it. Good job there, Billiam.
I had to think about that for a while.
Yeah. In completely different news, moving on from the Christian iPad, you can still get your thoughts in. Thank you, Ghostbusters. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But according to a Variety, Sony Pictures has tapped the Men in Black 3 scribe Ethan Coen to rewrite a long-in-the-works reboot of the 1980s franchise. Oh, we're talking about a Ghostbusters 3, everybody.
No, wait. I heard about this. I heard rumors about this a while back. But then I heard that Dan Aykroyd opted out of it.
Yeah, Bill Murray was the first to opt out and say, absolutely not. However,
Bill Murray has a lot more important things on his schedule right now.
Like party rocking.
The reason it was a big fail is because nobody could ever agree on a script, so they trashed it and canned it and decided, okay, fine, we're not going to do it. However, now with this new scribe, tap to rewrite the script, they're saying if successful, it would reunite Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Harold Ramis as older versions of their ghost-chasing selves. Now, that's a big if, but...
doesn't look like it's going to happen.
It could happen.
It could.
You never know.
Okay, it could, but I just feel like they have a lot more important things on their schedule.
Yeah,
especially
like what?
Bill Murray. Partying?
I was going to say, Bill Murray, actually, we read the story yesterday, and yes, you're right. Bill Murray is so busy that he's decided to do a party tour.
Yes.
Right?
Party crashing tour.
Party crashing tour. It starts in August.
And we're not even being funny about this.
This is real, except for the hotline is not real.
Yeah, we actually really yesterday spent the afternoon trying to call Bill Murray because
it was always busy.
It's Bill Murray.
Hello.
So Bill Murray announced a party crashing tour. And he gave a phone number for the Party Crashing Tour hotline. And basically, he wants to go to different cities.
Yes.
It kicks off August 1st in Phoenix, Arizona. It's ending September 10th in Austin, Texas. And he's seriously just going across the country. He wants to stay at someone's house, on someone's couch. And there were two stipulations that were like, there has to be what?
Karaoke.
Beer on the couch, right?
Beer and karaoke.
Beer and karaoke was the stipulations. We're not being funny here.
This is real.
This is real. Bill Murray...
and you have to have a sign outside your house that says Bill Murray can crash or can party here, I think.
And yet, Bill Murray wasn't wanting to do Ghostbusters 3 because he was too busy?
He can crash here, yeah.
Yeah. Bill Murray can crash here. And so, yeah, people, we actually called the party hotline.
I was completely ready to throw a party for
right.
this. Yeah.
It was like, you know what?
Bill Murray?
For Bill Murray, we'll throw a karaoke party.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do that for Bill Murray. And so we were calling yesterday and being funny, and then it turns out after an hour of us like trying to get through, you know, we're like sitting there working / redial / okay, we got to work on this. Okay, redial. Finally,
Billiam,
you're the first one to get through.
And he freaks out. Finally, it's ringing. It's ringing.
We were all excited.
We all stood there.
Because it's Bill Murray. Only to find out
that Bill Murray is even more funnier than we thought. He was hilarious.
Because the Bill Murray even Party Crash Tour Hotline is actually the phone number to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Ah.
I was so caught off guard when I got through because my main concern when I was calling was to ask if...
what am I going
to
say?
No, I was going to see, because I don't have a karaoke machine, I was going to ask if Rock Band was an acceptable substitute for the karaoke.
And then he says, they're talking crap about Westboro Church. What is this?
Yeah, and then some lady, like automated answering machine answered and said, and then she started going through all these different religions. Like, if you're Jewish, press 3. Or if you call yourself Christian, press 2.
Wow.
I was so turned around.
We were all kind of bummed, to be completely honest.
Yeah, and then I read the comments and everybody is talking about
it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, so funny.
So great. So, good one on Bill Murray there, because that was absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
But he got everybody talking about for this quote-unquote Bill Murray party crashing tour. And, yeah. So, but in solid news, it's a possibility. It could happen. Oh, there could be a Ghostbusters 3.
Ah, I would love that.
Yeah. So we'll see. There's a lot of movies that are apparently making comebacks. Beetlejuice 2. There's
Wait,
been
really?
Talks of
I
that.
Didn't, I didn't oh,
yeah.
hear about that.
Yeah, Michael Keaton and Tim Burton have actually both talked about that, and they're just waiting on the script.
What would the storyline be?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have, no clue.
Knowing Tim Burton, it'll be anything.
Random. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Totally random and weird. They're going to be wearing black and purple.
Yeah. Okay.
And lime green.
And lime green. Oh, yep.
So, yeah.
And white face.
And they're going to talk in a crazy accent that you just can't place because no one talks like that. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
It's okay.
So, I still think Johnny Depp talks like no one else on the planet because he made up his own accent.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I'm like, well, he's from America. Just because he lives in France, he doesn't have like a French accent. Nope. What is he doing with his life?
He's got the Johnny Depp.
It's the Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Johnny Depp dialect. Okay, cool. That's it.
I wonder when that's going to be the new fad.
But let's be honest, he's kind of Johnny Depp enough to pull that off.
It's true.
And so nobody
only
questions
Johnny
it
Depp
because it's like, oh, it's Johnny Depp. That's the way he talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what accent is that? Where's he from?
Johnny
I don't know,
Depp?
But it's Johnny Depp. Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. No, you're right. You're right.
I don't know.
He's that culture.
To me, it just sounds like he's always been drinking a lot.
Which very well may be the case, because now that I think about it, he kind of has the same accent as Dave Matthews.
Oh man.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Hello.
Yay. We got to take a quick break, but right back with some Shrock. Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip.
That wasn't the button I wanted to press.
I didn't think it was. I was like, that threw me out.
Why did I start Thriller? I mean, it is
Thriller
time.
Did you go for this one?
It's what?
Did you go for that one?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay. Let's go for that one. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
8:05 now on your Thursday. Welcome to Static Radio. Joining us in studio, welcoming in our very dear friend, Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah. I noticed you brought your Christian tablet with you.
I did.
It's got the Aspen Project website on it, so it must be Christian. Wait! That's from Apple! That's not redeemed!
That is...
No, I baptized it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Actually, you shouldn't do that because I think it voids the warranty.
Just sprinkled, not dunked.
Not fully submerged.
Okay,
sweet. And for $19.95, you can bring yours by and I'll baptize yours with a sprinkle.
Man, if you missed the conversation this morning about the Christian tablet, facebook.com/mystaticradio, talk away about it there, but we are moving on.
Yes.
And we are talking to our dear friend, Clay, from the Aspen Project. Hey, man.
So my kids took off today at 5 o'clock in the morning, heading to Mexico.
Ooh!
Puerto Vallarta.
I can't even say that. That's why I say Mexico.
Puerto?
Puerta. Vallarta.
That's tough to say.
I know. I have to say it really slow. Saying it fast would not work out.
Yeah. Right on. So they're going on a mission trip.
They are. They're going to have a little vacation Bible school there.
Okay.
And, you know, the church has been established there for about 16 years. So it's they're just coming alongside. They got people that hopefully they get to do a little mañana, just a little laid back.
Is that tomorrow?
I'm like, they get to do a little tomorrow?
A little tomorrow.
What is that? Is that what you said?
A little mañana.
Like, you know.
A little tomorrow.
What time is it? Whatever time you get there, let's go. I like that. The whole kick back, relax.
Oh, I've never heard that. I'm like, a little mañana.
They get to do a little mañana.
I thought that was just a Spanish word I didn't understand.
Like, yeah. I'm like, no, you do. It means tomorrow.
Means tomorrow.
Mañana.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully they get to, you know, witness, and they're going to make a big difference.
I was talking to them a few days ago. I was talking to them yesterday, and they said that as soon as they get back, they get to go to Costa Rica as well. Is that right?
They do. It's an Aspen project, actually.
Yes.
We're going down there to work with some of the at-risk youth. And when I say we, I mean they. My son, you know, my son's from Russia, and I'd have to pay thousands of dollars to go to court and get him a United States birth certificate.
Wow.
So it's something we didn't know. When we first made it back to the States, a law had just been passed that if we had the proper documentation from Russia, that as soon as he touched American soil, he was an American citizen. Well, unannounced to us, that really doesn't mean anything when it goes to getting a passport. So
you have to go all the way back to Russia, get the papers, and bring it back.
No, we have it. We have everything, but we have to go in front of a judge. It has to be court-ordered, which means I have to hire an attorney, and we're, of course, paying for the Costa Rica trip, which we went. So me and Moses are going to do a camping trip and float the river, and it'll be cool.
That's cool, man.
Wow.
So they're going to Costa Rica. Costa Rica is on my bucket list, though, and I've never been. And this is my wife's second year going back for the Aspen Project. And I'm going, I'm going to float the river.
Right. Aww. How can we get involved? Are you guys planning any trips to, like, Hawaii soon? Because I'm totally down to, like, work there. I feel like that's
missions.
Where God's calling me right now. Hawaii or Cancun.
You know, I won a trip. I worked for Toyota, and they sent me and my wife there on our 10-year, and we had a renewal of our vows on the beach in Hawaii.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was really cool, but Toyota paid for it, so thank you, Toyota.
Wow. Really?
It was awesome. It was one of the best trips I've ever been on in my life.
Dude, our 10-year anniversary is this October. You should talk to, you know, those people.
I'm going to talk to them. You know where we just came back from?
I've never owned one. I don't know that, you know, but...
We just did respite, and we stayed at the Tamiya in Bernalillo. And I kept telling everyone that I met, like, we were going on the water slide, and the guy's name was Ray, and I said, now, Ray, you know, he had a Jaimes Pueblo last name. I said, no, it's now Martinez Sanchez, because I want to pretend like I'm in Mexico. Just pretend. Just talk to me with a Spanish accent. So I even posted on Facebook that... I love, and I put be in Mexico, and everyone goes, you went to Mexico? I said, yeah, Bernalillo, New Mexico. But it was awesome. We had a great time.
See, that's a good idea, because my wife's going to be 8 months pregnant for our 10-year anniversary, so our plans got squashed because we can't exactly fly anywhere or do anything. So,
well, I'll drive you there.
It kind of changes places.
We'll drive you there.
There you go. Yeah.
It was cool.
In a limo.
There you go. You know, you could take the train. It's probably easier.
The train?
Yeah, you can take the train.
It's probably not easier.
Yeah, no, because then you got to walk like 10 miles. Pregnant. Okay, pregnant, doesn't work out. So we're talking with Clay from the Aspen Project. Now let's talk a little bit about the Aspen Project. Your family is going to Costa Rica with the Aspen Project. So for those who have no idea what the Aspen Project is, talk about what you guys do.
You know, anything that deals with a fatherless child.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, even if you have a dad at home, and you're not getting fed, or he's not providing. A lot of these kids aren't eating. They're a lot at risk. There's a lot of rampant homosexuality on the streets.
Yeah.
My folks are religious. There's a lot of religion there, but nobody really understands or reads the Bible. And you know, Janer and his wife are out there, and they've planted a church. And so what they're going to do is they're going to reach out to the youth. The last time they went, they passed out flyers and had a skate party.
Oh, wow.
That's big out there.
Yeah.
And 250 kids showed up and heard the gospel. So they're planning.
Some of them got to hear it twice.
They let us go into the schools there and go from class to class to class and preach the gospel. So it's really good. When we were at the Christian Alliance for Orphans, we met a guy who is like three blocks from the church there.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing is he's introducing foster care, a little different, to the churches. And what he does is he gets a family to take in, a church family to take in a child, and then the rest of the church helps support with clothing, with food. And it's exactly, I wish I could model that here. So when Michelle gets out there, they're all getting together, they're meeting and seeing how Aspen Project can come alongside and help push that. It costs $100 a month to sponsor a child. And so we're going to see what God has planned. There's a lot going on. We are continuing what Michelle has already started.
Right on.
So, you know, we got kids right here in the United States that need help. So the churches here in Albuquerque, don't feel left out, because we can get you involved. We had Devin. You know, we do an Aspen child every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And this is the second time we've had Devin on, and it just kind of touched my heart. Because, you know, a lot of these kids, it's difficult.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to say that, because there's a family out there that says, I'm willing to pay the cost. I'm willing to pay the extra attention. I'm willing to take time out of my day to run him to appointments, and to, because none of it's easy.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to encourage anyone who's listening that's ever said it's too much for me, that all things through God are possible. I mean, mm-hmm. He promises us that.
Yeah.
And if He's calling you, He'll equip you. And then, of course, let's plan a trip to Hawaii, because be careful, though. You know,
I know, right?
This trip to Mexico my kids are on, it's in a tourist town, and if you looked at the brochures, it's all fluff and pretty, but you go two blocks over, and you got kids that are...
Right.
Digging out of trash cans and living on the streets.
And these kids don't need food, and they don't even need shelter. What they need is Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's really what Aspen Project is about. It's called Bringing Kids Home, is our little mantra, but it's not about necessarily bringing them into our homes, even though that's a large part of what we do. It's about bringing them into a forever kingdom. You know, go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you're doing for kids. If it's teaching Sunday school and how it's touched you, I want to hear the stories. Aspen Project on Facebook, or call me. Let me know. But we sure appreciate radio stations like this that are putting the word out.
Heck yeah.
I hear it a lot. I hear people say, you know, I heard you on the radio, and it's it led me to do this. So you guys are making a difference.
That's cool. I mean, talking about it in New Mexico, you know, we've said there are, what, 1,700 or so displaced children right now?
Right, and 1,800 churches
plus. So if you had that model where every single church decided, let's take on a child, one family from that church took on the child, and the rest of the church gathered around to help support that family, that would take care of every foster child in the system in New Mexico.
Yeah, and a lot of these kids that are in the foster system, once you get them into your home and you bathe them in Christ's love, you're going to understand and want to adopt these kids.
Yeah.
It's not so scary.
Right.
You know, they also have respite care, guys. And respite care, when we went to the Tomiak, three of the kids went to respite. And a person gave us a time of relief that we were able to go do something. And it's a great way to get started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's half the hours of class, so you don't have to put in the full four full Saturdays. You put in two, and then you're able to give permanent foster families a time of relief. It's 4 days and three nights, and these kids stay in your home. You know, I'm needing that when my wife goes to Costa Rica. I have to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just so blessed to have good Christian families that we're able to put these kids. Some of the kids that we have in our home right now are going to be our forever kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If everything goes as we hope. And I don't want to put those kids just in any home. I just don't want to call CYFD and say, hey, just get me some folks to watch them. I want to get some good Christian, you know, that my kids pray at meals. I want to continue that. So.
Right on, man. Well, there it is. All the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. You just posted it all up there.
Yep. You can call them at 410-4460 or aspenproject.org, or you can hit up their Aspen Project Facebook.
There it is. So. Clay, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll see you next Thursday.
I think I'll bring my holy tablet. And
all right. All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got the latest from Love and Death for you now. Song's called Chemicals. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I win.
Good job.
It's like a competition every time.
8:24 now, Thursday morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
And Billiam.
Hey.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Hey.
Ooh, whoa.
So hard to believe, but can you believe it's been 20 years since the first photo was ever posted on the internet?
20 years.
20 years.
Wow.
I was four.
20 years.
20 years ago, the first photo was posted on the internet. How crazy is that?
That kind of freaks me out, because I didn't know I was old enough to like be a part of that phenomenon.
Well, when it first came out, obviously it wasn't the most popular thing
in
the world.
When did you get your first computer?
Oh.
Both of you.
We had a computer as long as I could remember.
Really?
Like, I remember when I was a kid using like the DOS, you know,
oh,
system.
Oh, wow.
And the big, I had the 5.5-inch floppy disks.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I had Lemmings. That was a good one that I just kind of played over and over again. And DuckTales. Lemmings and DuckTales.
See, our family didn't have a computer at all. Like, the neighbor kid had a computer, so I would go over there and it's like, King's Quest 7! Right?
Yeah.
So my really, really good friend had a computer, but I did not. And I actually did not get my first computer until 2003 or 2004.
Are you real?
Yeah, I didn't have the internet until then.
My
roommate had a computer. And so because of that, that's why we got like the internet. And it was like, like the dial-up. But I never used it because I'm like, I don't get it.
Memories.
What is this?
Wow.
Yeah. So I never had a computer in my house.
Those are good memories.
So my mom just, yeah.
And now I am pretty sure I've never seen you without your iPad.
Right.
Ever. Yeah.
In your arm.
It's true. Very true.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I could totally live without that.
Probably not.
For at least 7 minutes.
At least.
Maybe
probably.
Longer.
Doubt it.
Nine.
However long it takes to charge.
When I'm sleeping, I go without it for at least 6 hours. At least 6 hours. Yeah, but it's hard to believe that it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
But I found this story, and it's, wow. The internet has been around for some time, and it's funny because I guess the first photo was from a party in Switzerland, and it shows four women in dresses that are very, very much so early 90s. Some other crazy internet first, which is it's random, but internet first. I've got a list. I guess the founder of the World Wide Web is a guy named Tim Berners-Lee. He's from CERN. He's a physics dude in a laboratory in Switzerland. He had a friend scan some photos from a party they had and had one upload of these four women in their dresses. Here are eight other firsts. That's crazy, right?
I know.
Switzerland? What? First photo?
Yeah.
The first email was sent by a programmer named Ray Tomlinson. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
In 1971.
1971?
He made the decision to use the at symbol as part of email addresses and sent an email explaining to his coworkers how to use email.
Wow.
Huh?
How would you feel if you were the first person to receive an email?
I don't know. Dude, you realize that's 40 years ago?
Yeah.
The first email?
Yeah.
How is it that it's that old and we didn't like utilize and or know
earlier
about this? Because now people couldn't imagine life without it.
Well, I could imagine life without email.
Yeah, I guess.
Email's, yeah, just more of a nuisance than anything to me.
Okay, so how about the first tweet? Because that's more, would you say you tweet more than you send emails?
Yeah.
Okay. The first tweet was sent by Biz Stone, one of the co-founders of Twitter, on March 21st, 2006.
Ah.
He wrote, quote, "Just setting up my Twitter." No capitalization, spelling, or punctuation.
He
because
know what to say.
Twitter, he spelled T-W-T-T-R.
T-W-T-T-R.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Huh.
The first item sold on eBay. You want to take a guess what the first item sold on eBay was?
A book.
Wrong. Car.
Wrong.
Baby.
Wrong.
And what was it?
It was actually a broken laser pointer.
Why would you try and sell that?
I don't know. The founder of the site, Pierre Audemars. He sold it in September of 1995.
Huh.
For $14. A broken laser pointer.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's better than a garage sale.
The first,
If it's the first item being sold on eBay, you must not have that big of a market searching eBay for items.
Yeah. Broken laser pointer was the first. The first domain name was symbolics.com, and it was registered by a computer manufacturing company called Symbolics on March 15th, 1985.
Whoa!
Right? That company no longer exists. The domain now shows an infographic about web history, actually. So if you're curious about web history, you can check that out. The first YouTube video ever posted. You want to take a guess on the year?
2006.
I'm going to go with 2001.
You're both so close but wrong.
Okay.
It was actually 2005.
Ah.
April 23rd, 2005, YouTube's founder, Jawed Karim.
What's his name?
Jawed. It's like Jawed.
Or Jared.
It's like Jared if for some reason
No.
Okay.
Jabaduwanga.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's a pointless 19-second video of him at the zoo, actually. First video ever posted on YouTube.
Hey, guys, here's me. Here's me at the monkey cage.
Right.
They haven't gotten much better.
No, so. Yeah. But unfortunately, the others have been viewed 19 million times.
Oh, good.
The first search engine was called Archie. It was made by a student in Montreal in 1990, and it's actually still up, but it only lets you search Polish websites. Totally serious. Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I found the video.
8.4 million views of the 19-second video. That's the founder of YouTube right there.
Wow.
He's probably a gajillionaire.
Yeah.
And sweet. Nice.
There's elephants in the background.
Okay, you guys obviously better know this one. The first Facebook user go.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh!
Who was the second?
His friend from Harvard.
I'm going to need more information than that.
Andrew Garfield.
No. And it wasn't even the guy that Andrew Garfield played.
I don't know who it is. I didn't really pay attention.
Roommate and co-founder Chris Hughes.
Oh!
Yeah.
was the first and second users of Facebook. Yeah.
Anyway.
Just some firsts on the internet. It's crazy to think how old the internet actually is, considering it's really only come into prominence in the last, I don't know, how many years would you say?
10.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I didn't use it until this last decade.
Well, computers in general, too, because the computer on the internet in 1975 is like as big as this room. You'd like walk through it, plug in things. Giant cords.
Nice.
It's terrifying.
I thought my mom and I loved IMing and chat rooms. We thought they were the coolest idea in the world when we first got our computer.
IMing?
Yeah, like instant messaging. Yeah, AOL IM. Yeah.
Really?
You on IM?
No.
IM me later.
I was lame and I finally set one up. And I'm being completely serious because I had like an IM thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it anymore.
Right.
So
I still have one.
I feel free to, I feel okay about saying it. But mine, kid you not, I'm like trying to set it up. And I'm like, what can I do? There'll be something that like defines me. That's like, you know.
It's like your MySpace
it's
song.
Like, I can't just have anything, but I want to be, you know. And there was this article written about the Three Amigos at the time in the Alibi called Tattooed Christians. And the subtitle was Fishers of Dudes.
No, you did not.
And so I said, yeah, I get that because, you know, we're called to be fisher of men. And I believe that I am a fisher of men. So I'm going to make that cool. And so my IM thing is Fisher of Dudes.
Oh,
you're probably not allowed in any chat rooms.
So that probably was the worst idea ever.
That is so funny.
Me and my friend Allison used to laugh all the time about this because mine was Fisher of Dudes. And Allison, she used to work for Tooth and Nail.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to have, at the end of it, the nail. And so it was like, oh, man. Setting up for failure completely, regularly, all the time. So, yeah.
That's so funny.
It was absolutely dreadful.
What was your first screen name, Will?
Can you say it?
Yeah, my first screen name was really dumb.
I still have it.
It's my AOL because the same situation. I was like,
right.
Okay, how can I? What do I do? And like, why am I individualized and something? So at the time, I spent most of my time outside, like exploring, little boy,
outdoorsy,
and it's all sandy. So I was like, okay, so sand dunes. Sand Dune Scout. Yeah. Sand Dune Scout.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still have it.
Yeah. Nicely
and
done.
And I'm pretty sure like 3,000 unread emails.
Right.
On that account.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That's like my Yahoo account. That was my first email address, you know? And so, yeah, I still have it, but it's pretty, so they're pretty lame. So, yeah. What was your first, I like that, what was your first IM name, and what was the purpose for it?
I remember going through countless versions of, like, Skater Kid and, like, SK8, and there was just so many already taken that I gave up on it.
It took 17 hours to pick one, because every time you're like, oh, I got it, I finally got it. Oh, it's taken.
This is taken, but try it with 15069 in it.
Right? So many numbers at the end.
Oh, it's the best. So your first IM, AOL, Instant Messenger, Yahoo. What was your first account name when setting up anything for the internet? Because, yeah, it took 7 hours. It was always hilarious. And now looking back, it's like, really, bro? Really? That was my first? That was my first screen name?
So dumb.
Yeah, now I'm just like, I wish I just put my name or something in front of it so I could use it.
It can't be any worse than Fisher of Dudes, I'll tell you that.
Totally can.
I'll tell you that. Because I got some interesting IMs after that.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Fisher.
Yeah. Think about that for seconds, Mitch.
It took me a while.
Okay, good. Glad we're all caught
up
there.
Fisher, why?
Man. Oh. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Some Flatfoot 56 now. It's Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is construction on I-40 in between Cunster, Unser, and Coors. I don't know what else. Oh, my gosh.
Go on.
There's something happening.
You can do this.
No, I can't. There's an accident at Academy in Wyoming.
No.
There's an accident in your mouth.
And that's really traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. 338-3669. We're having fun this morning.
Oh, no.
To say the least. We're talking science and computers and knowledge and stuff. Actually, no, we're just talking about being a kid and your first screen name, all that fun stuff, trying to figure out, what's my email going to be? What's my first? Yeah. Well, I think of even my Twitter account, World of Stevo.
Well, how did you get that?
Not telling.
It's all about, no, what is that about?
Well, it is the World of Stevo, because if it's you want to know about my world.
You go to Twitter?
You go to Twitter, because you're following me, right?
Okay.
And so it would be the World of Stevo. Has nothing to do with the fact that I played World of Warcraft.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing at all!
No.
You know what, Mitch? what was your first AOL account again?
I don't remember. That's so funny because I forgot. I have no idea.
That's really weird. You don't remember at all in any way, shape, or form?
No, it's so weird.
So long ago, you just don't remember at all?
Yeah. Oh!
You don't remember that it was actually NSYNC 0288? You don't remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
It's coming back to me. Hold on.
Your first IM, like...
This has already been an embarrassing break. Are you kidding me?
The first chat screen name you ever used was NSYNC.
I was just a really big fan. Remember yesterday I admitted to taping over my baby tapes because
yeah.
I wanted to watch and record NSYNC at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's also okay that your current Gmail email account is
belieber07.
Belieber.
That's fine.
You think
I mean, that's totally
so
cool.
505-338-3700
is the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're talking screen name, login, names, whatever. The first one you ever did, because they're fun to go back and reminisce and think. Unless, of course, it happens to be your current one and
yeah.
you don't want to share it, in which case you don't have to.
But we've all had more than one screen name.
There you go. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Spencer from Cruces.
How's it
Hello.
Going?
Hey, so my first screen name, Switchfoot Crutch. Two favorite bands of mine made it, Switchfoot and Thousand Foot Crutch.
Nicely done.
Like your style.
Funny. Yeah.
I like that, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right. 505-338-3700. What was your first screen name? What do we got?
Emily says live_heart for girl.com.
Okay.
And Bill says Shemp Peterson. I love Shemp from the Three Stooges.
Nicely done. So,
let's see. Leah says, I was 13 and my mom was trying to help me figure it out. She decided my IM would be Sexy Leah 13.
What?
Your mom
helped you figure that out?
My mom would not have allowed that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a negative.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kayla says, Fuzzbunny 116 for a pogo.com account.
Oh, wow.
And it probably still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joshua says, is it
Josue?
Josue?
Right?
Josue Taker? I don't know. At yahoo.com?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because he belongs to Kingdom Takers. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Kingdom Takers?
Okay.
I don't know.
Paul says his screen name was Mature People Suck on AOL Instant Messenger. He said, once I thought I was talking to a friend, but it turned out to be his dad. He was so offended by my screen name, and then he came over to my house, gave me a lecture on what suck meant in his day, and asked me to change it. I did so. So the new one was Grandma's Earwax. Grandma's Earwax. Just a classy high school kid. That's what Paul was.
See, those were always ridiculously impossible because how long did it take you to decipher what it was? Because it's all one long
my
name.
My mom still has one, and it's Ma of Six because she has six kids.
So it's Mauv?
No, it's M-A-U-V-S-I-X. X, mauve 6. I'm like, mauve. Ma, it took me a few days.
Right.
I couldn't figure it out. I finally just asked her.
It's like when you're driving down the road and you see a stupid license plate and you're like, oh, okay.
Disneyland. Disneyland. Disneyland.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What was your first screen name? Just having fun this morning. It's awesome. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back. More of your screen names and just having some fun because this is hilarious.
Yeah, this is great.
I love it. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio.
Static Radio is a non-commercial radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Some Blindside for you there. Bloodstained Hollywood Ending from their last record with Shivering Hearts We Wait. Yeah.
Was that your Shivering Heart?
Mitch. Yeah, that was my Shivering Heart.
Okay.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Welcome to Static. Talking.
It's so like awkward. 90s radio. Hey. That was Blindside.
90s radio?
Yeah. Hey.
Who talked like that in the 90s?
Everyone, did you ever watch Daria?
Oh, yeah.
She was like her
Everybody
sister.
Said I was the brother.
Yeah!
Oh my
yes.
gosh, that just
yeah.
like hurt my yeah. eardrums.
Sorry.
But really, like, that was it. It was like, no, dude, you're Daria's brother.
Yeah.
Because wasn't his name Steve? I think it was.
It probably was.
I don't know.
I don't remember her sister's name either.
Yeah, I don't know.
No
but
idea.
But that was it. Because I had, like, the. Yeah, anyways. Yeah. I was the brother, apparently.
That makes sense.
So, welcome to the show. Talking about your first. I am screen name.
Speaking of the 90s, hopefully.
Yeah, right?
Unless you're...
Everyone's had some hilarious screen names. I think my personal favorite still of all time has got to be from the 90s. Possibly some NSYNC 0208.
8-8.
8-8.
I have a lot of 8s. I have a lot of 8s in my birthday.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to talk. This is awful.
No, it's okay. Hey. Hey.
I'm a sand dune scout.
Yeah. Come on.
And
I'm a fisher of dudes, so it's cool.
Yours is way better than
mine.
Mine
is way worse, because people were like, oh.
At least everyone knew I was
I never knew. No. It means because we're called to be fisher of men, and it's like we're trying to reach people for Jesus.
I think the best part is that there's no numbers, so you were the first fisher of dudes.
Right. This is
way
true.
To pioneer.
I had to have 020888.
Yeah, no, I was the first. I'm the originator fisher of dudes. Sweet. Static.
Hi, so you're talking about first email address list?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one to top all of your guys.
All right.
So in high school, I was kind of not like what you'd call the most popular person, and it was like, I like old musicals, and my friend and I always watched old musicals. Well, we came up with one for mine that was The Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music.
The Lonely Goat Herd?
Lonely Goat Herd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. The Lonely Goat Herd.
Yes, dude. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. 505-338-3700.
What would you think if you come into the room, your boys are on the computer, instant messaging, and they're messaging to the Lonely Goat Herd?
Right. All right. Let's be honest. We're sharing some deep, deep, dark
secrets.
It's okay. We're just going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to giggle.
I'll laugh it away.
Even if your screen name is like...
Creed. I love Creed.
My Sacrifice Creed 72. That's okay, man. Let it out.
It's so funny.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Come on, you know there's a ton of people who are like, I gotta be honest, I loved me some Creed. I mean, you were in Nickelback. That was one of your first bands. Let's be honest. Let's be completely honest, Billiam.
What is this?
You weren't always in the best bands in the universe.
What was your first band?
It wasn't called Nickelback. The singer just kind of sounded like that. And it was, oh man.
So moving on. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
Yep.
JD says, when I was about 16, I went to spend a summer in Arkansas with my parents, grandparents. In the next town, they had a bowling alley. They had an hour of bowling where all the lights were turned off, and they busted out the black lights. They called it cosmic bowling. That's my first and still used till this day, cosmic bowler.
Nice. See, that's not bad.
That's not embarrassing.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing at all. In scene, go 208.
Shut up, Fisher of Dudes.
Yeah. We should just go by our screen names. Fisher of Dudes. For the rest of the show,
Sand Dune Scout.
See, that to me, that's not bad. Why didn't you go with like Tusken Raider?
Because I was not that cool.
Okay, all right. Just saying, because those are sand people. Tusken Raiders.
I was on like my sixth year of the consecutive bowl cut hairdo, and so my creativity hadn't really peaked yet.
I need to see those pictures. I need to see those pictures.
Oh man, absolutely incredible.
Melissa says, Leia Organa.
Ooh, yes!
Leia Organa.
Is that
How did
Star
she get
Wars?
That?
She says, awesome, right? Until I started getting really bad spam and changed it to Jar Jar Binks 2. No judging.
Oh,
not so awesome.
No.
She says, not so awesome.
Yeah, not so much.
She wasn't the first, not either. There's so at least awesome. Two others.
Princess Leia or
Jar Jar Binks 2. Because there's two, there's one, and then there's Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Leia Organa's pretty awesome.
Yeah, is that her middle name?
The originator. No, that was her last name.
Really?
Yeah, because Bail Organa adopted her when she was a baby, so she took on his last name of Organa.
Got it. That's so nice of her. David says, King 7 David. I made it when I was 7, and I still use it today, 17 years
now. Nice!
I'm thinking it might be time for me to retire it, though. That's funny, King 7 David. That is your 7?
Yeah,
that's
come
amazing.
On. Yeah. I like that.
I've moved on from NSYNC 02888.
Have you?
I have. I've logged
have
into that.
You?
Yes, to bigger and better things.
But in your heart, it's still there. Let's be honest. Justin Timberlake and JC Chazé. They'll live on forever. Will you ever really say bye, bye, bye to them?
No. I know every word still.
Yeah. So it's
I don't, and that's something, because I don't know lyrics to songs.
Isn't it crazy how words and lyrics will stay with you forever?
Ugh.
No matter what. You could not hear a song for a decade, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow.
What just happened?
I still know every single lyric to this.
Yeah.
You just described Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Smash Mouth 08-07-49. Yes.
I'm confused. Does Thebes not have a Facebook anymore? Because he's only replying on Twitter.
I like
now.
That, though. That's because
cool.
Twitter's better.
Yeah. Thebes says on Twitter, the board O. The board zero, the board O. Like, maybe it's like his name.
Yeah. Well, like Thebod.
Thebod, the board.
Yeah.
O.
The board zero.
Yeah.
The board O. He was bored.
And it fits his last name.
Yeah.
So. Now he just uses his name.
Yeah.
Which is what I say now. If you have an email address that you're embarrassed to tell,
right.
Time to change it to just your name.
Right.
Might as well.
Right. Right.
So.
Mine's usually just Steve-O, you know,
yeah.
Like at whatever.
Wherever.
Yeah. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. What was your first screen name, your login? There's been some hilarious ones this morning, and I've had a blast. So we're going to hit some music now with some Edison Glass. And, yeah, coming right back, we'll talk more about this. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio. Good morning.
It's already 9?
Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Talking about your first screen name.
Oh, man.
Reminiscing on, you know, back in the day. Funny things. I think one of my favorites so far, Switchfoot Crutch.
Switchfoot Crutch is so funny.
Like your favorite bands.
But then put them together.
Well, I think of my first fantasy football team was the Southtown Halos. Because I love P.O.D. and I love the Angels. So we're the Southtown Halos. That was my first fantasy football team.
So lame.
You're lame! In Cinco 208 077 94 40 whatever.
At least I had cool people IMing me instead of Fisher of Dudes.
A was trying to go spiritual, bro, because we're called to be fisher of men. Yeah. I didn't,
No one else gets that.
In my pure mind, I was not thinking of the ramifications of having a screen name of Fisher of Dudes. Okay? I was thinking, how could I do something where people will know I love Jesus? Unfortunately, most people thought I loved Jesus. The 17-year-old boy down the street. Let's be honest.
Anyway.
Yep.
Okay, next.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We want to know what your first screen name was.
Yeah, dude. And how badly you're going to be made fun of it for it.
Oh, man.
But that's okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah, because
you keep making fun of me.
We're all giggling together because for every time I say how stupid your NSYNC one was, you can come right back at me because we all have some pretty funny ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mandy says it's Canadian Gypsy. That was hers because her family is Canadian and because she was the wild child, so they called her the Gypsy. And
okay.
Thought it was pretty awesome. Nate says, I was I lay bleeding on Zayo's fan site. He says, I'm not emo. Right, that's what they all say.
Right, of course not.
You're listening to a song called I Lay Bleeding. Really? You can't get away from that one.
Yeah, because it was from one of their songs.
Right.
But still, yeah.
I Lay Bleeding.
Yeah.
It's kind of like anybody who like, oh, what was that? Good Charlotte. Every song was about their dad and how much they hated their dad because he left.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason says, urban inane or urban insane? I don't know.
Gosh, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those things, like, maybe it was a typo, and he accidentally said, okay. Except.
Yeah, because what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Amazing. I love these, dude. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to get a giggle out of this. There's been some really funny ones this morning on our Facebook page. Your first screen name, your first login. Because it's always, dude, let's be honest. When you've got to go for something like that, it's like,
what's going to define me?
What is the definition of me?
Yeah.
Southtown Halos.
And then it turned into, like, my name is whatever, and, like, MySpace. And then your defining moment was the song you put on your profile. Back when you could have one song and six pictures.
Right. Right.
One
and
song.
And you had to have that one defining song.
What do I love right now? Avril Lavigne, Skater Girl.
Really?
I didn't have that, no.
Okay.
I was not my song.
I think mine was actually Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Ah.
Because I always thought that was just a great
song.
That was the song.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone goes to your Facebook or your MySpace page and make sure to listen to your song.
Dude. First email address, this is Paul Gallegos out in Houston. Says Necron99. It was the red assassin dude from Wizards that changed his name to Peace after he loses the desire for war. He's the one from the poster for the movie Wizard, actually, or Wizards. Yeah, there it is. Static.
What's going on, Steve-O?
What up? You know Mitch is here too.
Yeah. Hi, Mitch.
Oh, hey.
Well,
hey.
So
it's okay. We all love you too.
I just don't answer the phone. I get it.
Yeah. Hey, Steve-O, you should let her answer the phone.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, there
Come
you
on.
Go. All right, you can answer
right,
the next
no,
one.
I got one from back when I was in mid school.
All right.
And that's when I started my Yahoo account and stuff, and it was Fresh_Ice.
Fresh Ice?
Yes.
What were you, a gum? That was amazing. Fresh Ice.
Yes.
I like that. Were you cool as ice?
Or like vanilla ice?
No, but I could kick your butt at some Yahoo Fool, man. I was
mad. I love it. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Jason on Facebook says, Jason, live forever. Jason, live forever? Jason, see, it's one of those things. What does
Dude,
it say?
I love it.
Loves the Fisher of Dudes. Meg says, Chickadee 1985, because I liked being a chick. And, yeah, I don't know what was going through my 15-year-old brain.
Right.
Yeah, Chickadee 1985.
I used to live on Chickadee. Like, that was my street name.
Was it?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm serious. Chickadee.
What is that?
Chickadee Lane. I don't know.
Oh, okay, you're saying street name. I'm thinking, like, what they called you on the streets. Why am I looking at you like that?
Were you in a gang?
Were you in drugs?
Name?
Or
really? That was the name of the street I lived on. Is that better for
yeah,
you?
That was my street name. Like,
if that were my street name, I would never admit that. Sup, chickadee? I'm like, yeah, sup. Sup, sup? Street name.
Chickadee.
No, dude, I lived on a street called Chickadee Lane.
Street name, okay. You know, like...
Yeah, no, I got it. Okay. Thanks, gangster.
Gangsta.
Yeah, what else?
Samantha says, FM Static Girl, G-U-R-L. Don't worry, I
of
had...
Of course.
My next... Okay, I'll admit this. Oh, and because no. it wasn't purely me. My mom helped out. My next one after NSYNC 020888
right.
was Princess Girl, 2888.
Wow.
G-U-R-L.
See, that's just exhausting.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't... I couldn't do that where the spelling was incorrect, because what if you just tell someone, hit me up!
Well, you had to write it down.
FM Static Girl.
G-U-R-L.
G-U-R-L. Make sure it's not girl, like spelled correct. It's G-U-R-L. Can you... Okay, make sure that... Yeah. I don't know.
Because, well, you knew, like, if you were going to IM them, because you'd put it on your little IM contacts, and it wouldn't show up as them online. You didn't let me answer it. Okay. Static.
Hey, it's Meg Chickadee.
Hey, no, Meggers.
What's up?
How you doing?
So, I'm good. I'm good. I was just talking about screen names last night, which was the weirdest thing ever, because then I woke up and you guys were talking about it. Do you ever have days like that where you just, like, moments where
That's
you
it.
Just... We're talking about it.
Well, we were actually at the Flying Star in the booth next to you, and we heard your conversation, and that's why we decided to do the show like this today.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, I totally wasn't at Flying Star.
But... Why did you have to be specific?
Sorry, I don't know. I didn't want to creep her out too much.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you and your street names over there.
What's up, Thug Life Forever?
But I was just thinking about that last night, and my husband and I were out with my friend and her husband, and her husband said he doesn't remember AIM, which
what?
Was, I don't know.
What,
I don't understand.
Seven?
But
like,
even 7 year olds remember AIM.
Right?
Because like, there was AOL, and then when you didn't have AOL, you were on someone else's computer, you would download AIM.
Exactly. And you would download it to places you probably shouldn't. Like,
exactly.
Work when you're 15 years old if you work like me.
Wow.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Incredible.
I just had to call because I thought it was just too weird.
All right.
So weird.
TTYL.
Okay,
LOL.
Great. With an H. Bye.
Amazing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's where you find us, and that's where you can hang out with us and share your screen name.
Your screen
or your street name.
Or your street name.
Yeah, what was your gangster street name?
There's Fitty, there's Ludacris, and then there's Chickadee.
There's Chickadee. That's how I roll.
Kelson says, mine was King Kelson because King Kelson was a character in a book, and that's the only other place he's ever seen his name.
Wow. All right.
So
I like that.
There you go.
We got to hit you up with some music now. Is that
okay,
cool?
Sounds
good. Play some music?
Some jams?
Since you got to answer the phone, would you like to intro this song?
Oh, this is the Temper Trap. I Need Your Love here on Static Radio.
But you forgot to do the Steve-O and Mitch part.
That doesn't matter.
And I'm supposed to say in
Steve-O
the morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
On Static Radio.
See that?
Okay.
The Glass Ocean Snake Charmer, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hola.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Kicking it.
Billiam went to school.
Billiam went to school.
He'll be back soon.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we're talking about your first Instant Messenger, AOL, MSN, Yahoo, whatever.
And I think we found the best one.
Your first account name, the story behind it.
Yeah.
I agree. This one's hilarious.
Jason says, got one more, and he thinks it's funny. One of his friend's email ID was hotmail@hotmail.com.
H-O-T-M-A-L-E.
@hotmail.com.
@HOTMAIL. I see what he did there.
See?
Get it?
Get it.
It's a
hotmail.
Oh. Right.
And his domain is Hotmail.
And with a login screen name like Fisher of Dudes, I attracted just that.
Are you sure?
Static.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Mitch.
Yes. Is this my dad?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dad.
You've been on computer ever since you were in kindergarten before that.
Oh, oh man. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. This Oregon is Trail. The best moment of my life.
Yes. The Oregon Trail.
Yeah, well, I don't know your first name, but one of them was Princess.
Yep, Princess Girl, and then I had NSYNC 020888.
Amazing.
Yes. That was smart. I was able to tell everyone the day I was born, the month I was born, and the year I was born.
Yeah, that's great. That's really smart.
Yeah, so
next
good.
One should be NSYNC and then just your social security number.
I was planning on that one next.
So, yeah.
When she got into kindergarten, she came home and said we had to get one.
Oh.
Nice.
I didn't know that. I don't remember that moment in my life.
You were in kindergarten.
I was in kindergarten.
What else embarrassing can you tell us?
I could tell you a whole bunch of stuff, but you'd have to kill me.
I would. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Dad.
All right, I got to go back to work. Love you.
Love you, too.
Oh,
bye.
Later. That's awesome. Oh, your dad.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering when that was going to happen. Right now.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. That's the phone number. You can call us.
Yeah.
Just like Mitch's dad just did.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, my email is MC Apocrypha.
Yes. That is the greatest name in the universe.
I know, right?
Dude.
Hey, how come you guys don't play that anymore?
The MC Apocrypha?
Yeah.
That's been some time, man. That was it. For those who have no idea what he's talking about, our dear friend Joey Belleville, when he worked here, used to prank people, and that was his DJ
name.
That was his rapper name.
Yeah.
MC Apocrypha. So, yeah.
That
awesomeness.
Funny.
Dude, yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. I love it.
MC Apocrypha.
That's good. It's good to know that Joey's fake rap name
made it onto his screen
made
name.
It onto a screen name or, you know, an email account or whatever.
It's so perfect.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
So we want to know your names. What was your screen name? That it's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. Only everybody on Facebook's gonna laugh.
Yeah, that's about
it. So it's pretty.
No
amazing.
One really cares.
Honestly, I don't think anybody's could be any worse than mine.
I really don't think so either. Fisher of Dudes.
It made sense at the time. The Alibi did an article on our morning show, and it was talking about how we were, hey, these aren't your, you know, average Christian morning show people.
They have tattoos.
They're tattooed, and they talk about real things, and blah, 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 blah. And the subtitle of the article was Fishers of Dudes. And I said, well, I'm a Fisher of Dudes.
How do you feel about that article now?
Oh, no, it's cool. I got it. Fishers of Dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fishers of Dudes makes more sense than Fisher of Dudes, I think.
Fishers of, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're fishers of
yeah.
men. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, thanks.
Kelson on Facebook, he said, dude, I played Oregon Trail yesterday. Because I was
yes!
talking. He says, only in real life. I had to ford a river in my car. Rain was crazy.
Dude, the weather's been absolutely gnarly.
It's not making it down here. It's like literally not falling down over here.
Up by my house in the mountains where I live.
Practically.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
I've only been to your house twice with my husband, and you know, we're all hanging out because it takes like three tanks of gas to get there.
Yeah, we've tried to hang out with you guys more. Me and Chrissy are like, when are the Bransfords coming back? Oh, never, because we live so far from everyone. But we finally realized that really is the case, because then people invite us out. You know, a couple weeks ago we were invited
to normal places.
Hey, come to our house. Oh, but that's so far. It's like on Montgomery and Wyoming. That's
central.
So far.
That's so central to everything.
No, it's
except
far
for
from
you.
Us. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got some brand new music to Static Radio. Not to you. It's been out since 2009, actually.
Yeah.
But the Avett Brothers, they were just recently in Relevant Magazine talking about their faith, and man. Incredible.
Made us very happy.
Yeah, when artists come out and are just blatantly, especially the Avett Brothers, last I saw them, you know, at the
Bob
Grammys.
Bob Dylan.
They were playing with Bob Dylan and, you know, and Mumford.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Yeah, no big deal there. So, it's not a huge deal.
Very cool. Song's called Slight Figure of Speech. It's the Avett Brothers. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Well,
we've been pretty terrific this morning.
That's it for me.
And me.
Before we go, though, I have this crazy awesome story that I read and have to share.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Don't get my hopes up.
That I mentioned that it's crazy and awesome.
But now you're setting it up as...
adventurous.
Now you're setting it up as being... It's like me telling you a movie is so good and then you go and see it and then it totally sucks.
Okay.
So tell me this...
I'm setting this up to be the greatest story of all time.
Okay.
Okay, so you tell me if this wins or not.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, then I have failed us and the show ends miserably.
Okay.
And all of it's for naught.
For
naught.
But
if it is the best, then I win and you have to pay for my lunch.
Okay.
Really?
No.
Dang it. Okay. So last Thursday, Dr. Jeremy Kilburn of Las Vegas, former Air Force doctor, he served as a trauma surgeon in Afghanistan.
Okay.
He's obviously adventurous.
Yes.
So he was hiking in Shasta Trinity National Forest in SoCal.
Okay.
And he actually broke his leg and injured his ankle.
Well, that's so far not heading in the most awesome story in the world.
No, no. So he gets hurt.
Okay.
He and his friend Dan call for help.
Dan.
Yeah. So the
is
California.
Is he a crucial part of this story? Do I need to remember Dan?
Nah.
Okay. Nah. Forgetting Dan.
So, actually, remember Dan.
Okay.
Remember Dan a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's Lieutenant Dan of the story.
Okay.
So he's kind of important.
Okay.
So Jeremy gets hurt. Him and his friend Dan call for help.
Ah, broken leg.
Oh, this is horrible. We got to call the ambulance. Oh my gosh. I can't believe this. This is crazy. Look at your leg. This is awful.
Hurts. Ambulance right? During hiking? Copper. Got it. Helicopter. Right?
So the California... Okay,
oh, that's
stop
so
talking.
Annoying.
The California Highway Patrol sent a rescue helicopter with an officer and a paramedic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh!
My leg! Ah!
Okay. So they show up on the scene. Painting a
got
picture?
Got this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then when they get out, they're... Man, this is crazy. Leg. Let's take care of this immediately. So when they got out, the paramedic who stepped out second wasn't paying attention. So he jumps out of the helicopter and slammed his head on one of the blades of the helicopter.
Oh, and it's not done spinning.
No, it hadn't fully stopped.
And so those things, even if they're going really slow, it's got to hurt.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Even if they're stationary.
Have you ever jumped off a bunk bed and hit your head on one of the blades of the fan?
Yeah.
It's like that times a million.
Yeah.
Okay? It hurts, bro. Oh, I've done that. I've stopped fans with my noggin. That sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, this is way worse.
Yeah.
All right, so the paramedic steps out and slams the back of his head with the blade from the helicopter.
You're buying me lunch. That's what's happening right now.
He collapses, unconscious, bleeding badly out of his now shattered skull.
Yeah.
And this is the paramedic who's supposed to save this dude whose leg is now broken, laying there like, ah! Right? So Jeremy, who was a trauma surgeon in Afghanistan, is like, bro, Dan, right? Dan, you remember Dan?
Dan, yeah.
He's the friend who helped call, right? So he's like, drag me over to the paramedic.
Oh, man.
So Dan drags Jeremy with the broken leg and
screaming.
Shattered ankle, right?
Yeah.
Pulls him over to the paramedic who is now has a crushed skull thanks to a helicopter blade. And Dan helped Jeremy hop 50 yards down a hill to the paramedic. Jeremy hooked up the paramedic to oxygen and then began to treat the wound. Trauma surgeon.
Trauma.
Ignoring the pain of his own broken leg.
Yeah.
The California Highway Patrol says the only reason the paramedic is alive today is because of Jeremy. Right?
That's amazing. That's an amazing story.
Yeah. Jeremy was hospitalized and treated for his broken leg. The paramedic also recovering and going to make it.
Wow.
Right?
That's such a good story.
That is the best story of all time.
Of all time.
Unless you're the paramedic who stepped out of the helicopter because it's...
I feel like he had to jump really high.
I really do, too. I don't understand how that happened.
He was adrenaline. He was in a rush.
Just going, let's go. Pink.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're running somewhere and then you hit a wall or something. You're like,
right.
And you bounce back.
Or like the other day when you were really excited to go to SoPo and the doors here before 8 o'clock are still locked and you forgot to hit the little button thingy.
Yeah.
And so
slammed
the electronic
the door.
Locked door stayed locked and your face went right into the door. Remember that?
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I'm still remembering that.
I am too.
Yeah, except that you did it too yesterday.
That's true. Touche. Touche. Final call. Static.
Hey. I'm still trying to figure out how you hit your head on the blade.
Right?
Right. He had to have jumped really high.
I don't get that.
I've flown in helicopters, and I'm always incredibly conscious that there are blades moving very quickly above my head.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand how, but yeah, one of the blades slammed into the back of his head, crushing his skull. So, and somehow he's alive because Jeremy, the trauma surgeon from Afghanistan with the broken leg, crawled 50 yards and saved the dude's life.
Shattered ankle.
Yeah, just saying.
I agree with you. Best story ever.
Best story ever!
That's
Thank
so
you.
Good.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
Did not agree to buy you lunch.
Looks
so.
Like you're buying me lunch.
That's so funny that you'd say that.
That dude is a hero.
He is a hero.
See what I did there?
Because he's a hero.
That's it for us. We are out. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yes.
It is finally here.
Woo!
I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
I got to see what my baby looks like.
Good.
I was going to say my wife's insides, but that's weird, right?
Right. It's just the baby.
We have a, what are those things called? Ultrasound appointment.
Yeah. What are those things called?
One of those things? Yeah, that was the doctor putting the weird, like, they put a flashlight up against the belly, right? And then shine a light so that you can see, like, the insides.
What is that? The jelly stuff that they rub on her stomach?
Yeah. Yep. Totally good.
Cool.
And edible.
Is it edible?
No, dude. No.
I don't know.
Okay, cool. We're out.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys again manana. And as always, you can catch the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yep.
That's it.
Adios.
Is that Spanish for peace? Because you always go, peace.
Okay, you want me to do that again?
No, it's too late.
Bye.